This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever been asleep while you recorded a podcast?
No, but Priyanka has. Okay. This week we have Priyanka.
Yay. We have
you
so
know
much
her
fun
name, baby,
her.
And it's a very fun episode. She's crazy. She's insane. Yeah. She's wild. Yeah.
So much fun. Good stories. Great to hear about her like drive. And she's only been doing drag for 4 years and on the cover of magazines.
I cannot believe. Also, what is it about the American drag queens don't really get coverage like magazine covers, but like the UK girls and the Canada girls are like working for like major corporations and like doing crazy stuff that isn't just pride related.
Google the populations of the countries.
I don't know what that means.
There's less people there, so they're more famous.
Boom, boom.
Okay, enjoy the show.
Forever Dog.
When first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Our number is 213-L536, 9180. Our email is sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Now on with the show. Ooh, that was a rough
one.
That was
very rough.
Are you ready for some sloppy seconds, you stupid little fucks? You nasty little fucks, you dirty little fucks, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks. Hi, I'm Big Dipper, and that's Meatball. Welcome to Big Dipper and Meatball. Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball.
We have a very exciting guest for you today.
We do.
First, I want to know from you, Meatball, before we bring on our guest, is this hat working for me? Do tell.
You are wearing a white summer floppy hat.
Is baby blue?
From the 1995s. That's baby blue. That's white on camera.
It's baby blue.
Well, it's white, mama. It's white on camera. Just, okay. And it is working for you. I think that very few people can wear that. It's strange that you found it in the size it fits your head. It's very Gilligan.
It's large on my head. Do you like it when I roll it up like a sailor
hat?
What about if I fold it down like Blossom did?
What about
if I try to wear it like a fedora?
I love that we're doing all visual comedy for an audio medium.
All right, let's bring on our very special guest.
Our very special guest!
The winner of Canada's Drag Race Season 1,
the Princess of Chaos,
an actual pop star. She's on the cover of magazines.
Mama.
What's her name?
Priyanka!
Hello.
We just lost her. Yeah, we can hear that chew, baby. Ooh, suck on that popsicle.
What are you sucking on over there?
What is that?
I'm sucking on your sloppy seconds from last night.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm eating a Freezy.
But you have eaten this very quickly. We've watched since it got into your hands.
Well, it's frozen
water. Do you not have
water.
A brain freeze?
Uh-huh. I'm a legend, so I'm able to do things that other people don't know how to do.
your brain freeze exempt?
Exactly. Is that the vibe? They say that if you get brain freeze...
Oh, God.
It came out a little bit.
They say that if you get brain freeze, they say that.
What do they say?
Tell me.
No, you're telling
us. You're telling us.
Well, anyways, I'm happy to be here.
Oh, no! God. It fell out!
Okay.
So what did you do last night? that you were in this state.
You had a huge show, right?
I had a big show. It was my 4-year drag anniversary, fuckers.
Yes! Congratulations!
Now, hold on 1 second. Meatball, 4 years. How long have you been doing drag?
5 years.
And what do you have to show for it?
I guess a couple of ratty wigs.
Yeah. What have you done for me
couple
lately?
Of YouTube videos and a podcast. No, I'm just kidding. Only 4 years?
Yeah, I'm a baby queen still.
Work, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm still learning and I'm still growing, but that's kind of the fun of it. It's fun to rise and grow at the same time.
Mm-hmm. It is, because it's sort of like a constant glow up.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's also really fun, because it's much easier to glow up when more people want to work with you and are paying attention and there are more resources and money. It's sort of hard. You know, it's like sometimes you see queens who go on Drag Race or get some like big opportunity, and it's like, I've been doing drag for 12 years. And then after they're sort of on a much larger platform, they begin to glow up. And you're like, well, were you not? Why weren't you glowing up for that decade, like while you were working? So I think it's
money.
Well, yeah, but also, like, you can change your style or your makeup, but, you know, no, you're right. It's money. It's money.
It's money. It's no, money, and it's the new face.
Did you get a new face?
No, she didn't need a new face.
No, she did.
How?
I think I know the answer to this.
Is it just the top lip?
No, she got filled out, and then she got sucked back in. Isn't that right? Didn't you try to round out your face a little bit?
You're a round face.
I know I have to. Listen, I know I have a round face, but didn't you?
So this is what I got. This happened.
Not this. You're this drunk. A boy. She's drunk. Still drunk. She's still.
What cosmeceuticals did you get?
Okay, so.
Filler? Botox?
Yes. I got, Botox, of course, always. I have a pimple there.
I see.
I got my cheeks filled because I made a mistake.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you know this, but I...
yeah, hey, you.
I don't know if you know this, but we recently had a pandemic.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and... maybe I developed a healthy addiction to 7-Eleven taquitos.
Okay.
They're good.
They're fucking amazing. When you bite into it and the sauce just oozes out into your throat and you just swallow it and you're like, fuck. Anyway.
Oh.
So the diva gained a little bit of weight, which is fine. I don't really give a shit. But what happened is then I added filler to get my face kind of more sculpted because I was gaining weight in my face.
Got it.
And then I lost the weight. So now that suck back in is what you're seeing in the gaunt.
Oh.
So now I look like Lord Voldemort.
I always pronounce it gunt.
No, that's House of Gunt.
I love guns.
I know you do.
Yes, you do.
All right, so Speaking of the pandemic, this was a hell of a year. So you went on the first ever season of Canada's Drag Race,
which could have been a flop.
It totally could have been a flop.
It was not.
I think the cast is what made it really, really sore. I think they did an incredible job casting the group of characters. You guys were so great on TV. And there were a couple other very random things that I think made that show super successful. One is, I think because of the pandemic, everyone was home and watching it.
Yes.
Two, Brooklyn gave
Brooklyn
a little
brought
bit of,
a lot of people to it. Three.
Oh, absolutely. No, but let me say what I was going
to
say.
People liked to watch Jeffrey Boyer Chapman get yelled at on the internet. And they wanted to hear what he had to say.
Jeffrey Boyer Chapman tea is like, it was very Simon Cowell early seasons of American Idol. Everyone hated Simon Cowell.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Right.
But everyone was like, oh, that show. I'm excited to see what happens because I know they just announced a whole new slate of judges.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. Two. And this is why it's so funny to me is that like, everyone was so mad at this man.
But he gave them great TV.
Yeah, he was deliberate.
TV, because here's the other thing, is everyone's like, oh, he was so mean. But why the fuck would you want to watch a show where people are being nice to each other?
Just nice. Because everyone used to complain about Paula Abdul. Because she like never said anything.
No, she was like me on this podcast, drunk.
Okay, but this was, you guys talked about this, I think, you and Brooklyn, is that some other big show, possibly Big Brother or something.
Oh, Amazing Race.
Amazing Race got canceled because of the pandemic. And so Drag Race promo filled all of the billboards that would have been Amazing Race. So you guys had amazing promo all over Canada. So everyone was paying attention to Drag
Exactly. Race. That's incredible. Then the pandemic, everyone was looking for content. So the BBC put it on their network, you know. Not a logo put it on in the US.
What's logo?
What is logo?
Is it logo?
Yeah, but what is it? You just still don't know what it is. Is it a website?
I'm a big star on that channel, so I don't know.
But what is it? Is it a social media platform?
Can you say what it is? But wait,
isn't it a channel in the US?
On what?
I don't know. Is it? Not the Freezy Pop. Is that a new one?
She's addicted.
Oh my God! That's huge!
Is this how you hydrate, Priyanka? Just Freezy Pops?
I'm hungover.
Yeah, we can tell.
Now, I have a question. Did you know Brooklyn personally? Because I know her and Tainomi were like friends before filming.
Yeah.
Were you like a working girl with her?
So yeah, I was like, I wasn't her friend. I didn't have her number. But I opened for her a bunch of times.
This is our fault. She was like, should I put this down? We were like, no, you can eat the Freezy Pop.
And then we find out it's like literally 3 feet long.
I thought it was going to be a small one. I thought it was going to be a small one. And then I was handed the biggest 13-inch one I could find. So now I don't know what to do.
Well,
keep on sucking it, I guess.
Keep on keeping.
But yeah, I didn't know. So Brooklyn, when her season was announced, season 11 of RuPaul's Drag Race, then she came to Canada and then she kept saying like, oh, like, can you book Priyanka? I heard she's a rising star.
Rising star.
So I would open for her a bunch at Woody's and I hosted Drag Ball for Toronto Pride where she was the headliner. And I opened for her in Windsor and in London, Ontario, and all these places. And we didn't, it's not that we grew close to each other. We just kind of, she knew that I was a hardworking girl. And she was very like, she was like, oh, like you're, because in Toronto, the first year of doing drag, I won 2 crowns in 1 year.
Oh!
Badges.
So it was very that like, you know, not many people do that. But
what
Brooklyn,
are they? Miss but, what?
Miss Cruise and Tangos and then Queen of Halloween.
Miss Cruise and Tango. Cruise and Tango is the bathhouse up there?
It's no, that's Steamworks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's one in every city.
Yeah, I love it.
Meatball, did you ever watch Queer as Folk?
Yes.
Have you been to Toronto, Meatball?
No.
So that strip in Queer as Folk with the bar Woody's and all of that. That's the strip in Toronto.
Ah,
that's like the actual strip. Didn't because they filmed it in Canada, right?
Yeah, yes, they did. Woody's is a real bar.
It's right next, so fun.
It's right next to the Black Eagle, which is why is it called the Black Eagle and not just the Eagle? I don't understand.
Franchising?
No, I don't know. That's like a leather club, right? That's fun.
You've never been there?
I went there once. I got my butthole finger on the dance floor.
Really?
Dry, or did he at least lick it?
I don't really remember. I think I was
You remember
sweaty.
That song, You Gotta Lick It Before You Stick It?
Do you lick it before you stick it?
Duh.
I like surprise. I like the chicken.
You thing. Like it dry?
I like blisters.
Well, maybe you... Do you believe that assholes can create lube?
Self-lubricating.
No. Do they?
Some people.
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Yeah.
No, because what's actually coming out is your poo water. That's what's lubricating it.
Poo water.
Would you?
You
maybe...
know it's poo water.
But would you refer to it as mucus
or poo
no,
water?
No, pus.
Pus.
Pooa.
I have pooa. I All like right, that so word. Pooa.
Pooa. Here's a real question.
Yeah.
Where do you get your drive from? Because you just mentioned Brooklyn saw you as a hardworking queen. You've only been doing drag for 4 years. And you are not just doing drag. Obviously, you are a drag queen, but in doing drag, you won local titles, you like to have backup dancers, you're recording music, you're doing all the stuff that we're going to talk about. Where do you get that drive from?
Where does it come from?
To not just go lip sync a song, but to put on a thing, to be on the internet, to be on YouTube, to further your career.
I think that the drive comes from being a child of an immigrant parent.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I've looked, because I also wondered the same thing. I was like, why am I like this? Like, how, because it's one thing to have dreams, but it's another thing to go make them come true, you know? Like, you got to really, like, put yourself out there. I miss, you know, so many birthdays and Christmases and Mother's Days and Father's Days just to be at shows and or be at shoots at my old job, or just because you just have to say yes to everything because that's how you rise, yeah. Right? And I always wondered the same thing. And I was like, you know, like, my mom came to Canada when she was 10 alone.
What?
Alone. She came and lived with her mom's stepsister.
Whoa.
To then sponsor her family to come over to Canada. 10 years old.
What did she do? Was she like working?
Did she start
along
working
with school? Like in
yeah,
middle
she started
school and
working.
Like
she went to, obviously was going to school, and then would work whatever job she can get at McDonald's. And she worked at a photography store, and she worked in restaurants, and anything
That's
she could
insane.
Get, she would do. Yeah. And wow. then. And I guess, and that's where the drive comes from. And she was very like, when you walk into a room, doesn't matter what your skin color is, just go get your job. Like, you're qualified.
Right. Right. And what was your first job as a kid?
My first job was at the Real Canadian Superstore.
Okay.
Ooh, come on, Canada.
And I got fired.
Yes! Was that drive? What got you fired?
I talked too much at the cashier. Wow. I was a cashier.
You ate a bunch of Freezy Pops while you were on the job.
Literally that. Literally that. And my brother worked in the electronics section.
Uh-huh.
And you're not allowed to, like, buy things from your siblings. It's like a rule that they have to get, whatever. Okay. But I, like, was obsessed with, like, buying DVDs back then. So I bought a DVD from him. But, like, no discount. Pay the full price. And then they fired us, both of us.
Damn, that's shady.
That sounds shady as hell.
Sounds like they were looking for an excuse.
It sounds like it, yeah. So, and then after that, and then I worked at Canadian Tire in the sports section. I was sharpening people's skates, and these like jock guys would come and was like, "Hey, I'm looking for a hockey stick." I'm like, "Yeah, well, you gotta just get this one."
And when did you come out?
And you sucked his cock.
I wish. I came out.
Wait, people, that was so delicate.
And then
you got those comments.
And then you
when did you come out? Were you in high school or you waited till later?
I came out.
I'm
when
sure you told this story
was
on Canada's Drag Race, but.
I actually didn't.
Oh, just be gay.
Yeah, just be gay. Just be gay. what's the question? Oh, I came
when
out.
When did you come out? Oh my God. 1 hour of sleep. 90 minutes of sleep in the last week.
Is there a commercial break? I think we should take it.
We're about to take it.
I'm just joking.
We're going to go to break on that one.
Yeah, let me just say something before, okay?
No.
I can't believe I gave you a podcast.
Eating more of the...
Okay, what's the question? Oh, I came out.
When did you come out?
I came out when I was 23 or 24.
Oh, shit.
I'm
so
a late
very
bloomer.
Late.
Wow.
Very late.
Wow, Dipper's a late bloomer, too.
My life, fast-tracked the fuck house down boots, yes, God.
Right.
Because it was like, came out, started a party, became a drag queen, went on
Drag
Race.
What made you...
One Drag Race.
Squeeze in the winning. What made you want to start doing drag then? Because you came out so late. Were you just like, I got to fill up, fill in the time.
Yeah, I got to make up for
You're
lost
straight
time.
Straight to
I
win.
Never, I never wanted to do drag. Drag queens are terrifying. I hate
yes,
them.
Yes, they're horrible. I hate them all.
And they're mean. They call you out in the audience to tell you your dick is small. All these sisters, they're scary. but when I started to actually like feel more free in myself and more like happy with who I am, watching drag queens was the escape, right? It's like doing drugs. You're like, wow, this is great. And then it ends and you go home and you cry and you're single and you hate yourself. And then
you eat a Freezy Pop and things turn around.
You eat a Freezy Pop and things turn around. So it was like, I just wanted to do the same thing. So I hired a drag queen to my birthday party and was one of those annoying people who's like, come perform at my birthday party. And she was like, okay. Now knowing her, it's my drag mom, Ecstasy Love, who I'm very close with. I'm shocked she pulled up. Like, I'm shocked she pulled up to my house that day. Because before she went on, she was like, yeah, you should start drag. Like, try it. There's a competition at Cruising Tango's Drag Race. Like, go try it. So each week to week, I competed, bitch. Numbers. Inspector Gadget. Aladdin. Whitney Houston. All of it. And I placed fourth.
Oh, and then later you won?
I never won Cruising Tango's Drag Race, but I got Miss Cruising Tango's.
Got it.
The pageant.
Got it.
Yeah.
I got you.
I won Miss Cruising Tango's 8 months into drag. Everyone was gagged.
Wow.
Wait, who was your drag mother? Because I didn't.
Ecstasy Love.
All right, let's take a break.
Let's take a break so I can figure out why my internet is skipping. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long.
When my fridge is stocked with Factor meals, I'm like, oh, baby, I don't have to think about this. Mm-hmm. Like, it is so nice. The combinations are so good. I am a meat eater, but the vegetable options, there are so many. Like, I remember I had a mushroom with pasta and like a cauliflower rice. And I was like, the mushroom is filling. Like, there's plenty of portion, there's plenty of vegetable, and there's plenty of flavor. And I am usually sort of not a microwave person.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool that this quality of food can just be heated up in the microwave.
And so fast. I also love it because I am a very much into ordering delivery.
Now
having all the food there, I can kind of pick what I want and it's ready in 2 minutes. I don't have to wait an hour for stuff to get delivered. And these are way healthier options than ordering delivery.
Completely. And when they have multiple things in them, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, if I cook for myself, all I'm going to eat is the biggest bowl of pasta you've ever seen in your life. But this is like, you get a little pasta and the chicken and a vegetable all in one dish.
Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you gotta do is heat up and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause to reschedule deliveries that suit your lifestyle.
And we're celebrating Earth Day all month long with Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu items for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 and use code sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code SLOPPYSECONDS50 at factormeals.com/SLOPPYSECONDS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That's a slay, baby. Is that a big thing in Canada, hiring drag queens for birthday parties? Because I know a straight cis woman who had a drag queen named Sofonda Cox at her birthday party, but didn't ask her to perform or do anything. She was just like a walking prop.
No.
Do you guys remember the episode of AJ and the Queen?
It's literally that.
With Jane Krasinski. What's her name? Jane
Krakowski. This is the second time I'm talking about AJ and the Queen today. I loved that show.
Today? What have you been up to?
Mind your business.
Oh,
and oh shit. Yeah. Oh. No, because I had another interview and they asked me what is my best queer TV show. I said Sailor Moon, and then I switched it to AJ and the Queen.
Oh, wow.
Because I actually loved it. I love that it was like 90s and like it was like nostalgia. And I loved it.
It wasn't 90s, Adriana.
No, I know. I love that it felt like it was not. I felt like it was 90s.
Like, it did feel like it came from 1995. Like, it feels like it was written back then. And
your
it was
face
just...
when I said 90s was the funniest thing ever. You were
The whole plot point was
AJ,
like cell phone.
The queen. Oh, like, yeah, the texting, whole thing was like texting.
GPS. Like, they were, it was not the 90s. I know what it did feel like an episode of, what was that? Step
Brady
by
Bunch.
Step.
Hey,
day by day.
It definitely felt like a sitcom. Okay, so let's get into some of your drag accomplishments because you have a lot. You are on the fucking cover of Elle Canada. This is not the cover of Odyssey magazine. This is not the cover of, like, you know, Gay Toronto
stop.
Live. This is Elle Canada. How in the hell do you feel? Asleep.
It's
a dream.
It's shocking. Like, I'm shocked. Like, when I walked into the drugstore here in what's it called where I live, Toronto, and I saw it there, and I was just staring off into the distance, and I was like, the coolest thing about this cover is that it says nothing about pride, nothing about being a drag queen. I'm just existing as a fucking entertainer on this cover of a fashion magazine.
Yes.
And not only is the cover so perfect, but, like, the experience was also just as perfect. Like, they were very candid with me and saying, like, when I got there, I obviously, like, you know me, I love to talk. And I was like, you know, like, so, like, how, what was the process of all this? Like, how did you land on me for this? Because I am the first drag entertainer to be on the front facing and over the set, all this shit. And I was like, why? Like, how, why? Like, you're risking. Like, you're, there's a risk here.
Yeah.
And right. this cover also is the cover that's on stands for 2 months, not just one.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's like the summer edition. So it's all summer long. It's like, why? And they were like, well, we knew it was time and we're nervous. We're fucking, this is before I got in makeup and before I got into, like.
You showed up Boyanka. They were like,
we're nervous.
We're very nervous about what's happening here in front of us right now.
We're going to pivot. and I said, and I thrive on that. Like, I've been told no so many times in my career and in my life that I'm like, well, then we're going to turn this worry into, like, an iconic spread. And then the minute I got into, like, my boy hair was out, that corset, I'm kind of hugging myself, like, that look, everyone was like, oh, we're fine.
That setup
that
is so gorgeous.
It is. It's a serve. Because it's also, like, so many looks all in one day. But the coolest thing about, like, the coolest thing about my drag specifically is that, like, people love me in and out of drag because of my confessionals on Drag Race and because in drag, I'm a powerhouse performer. So you get both.
And, and you're cool, and you're so humble.
Right.
The reason why I like that photo in particular is it truly is, like, everything all encompassed in one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And a cigarette smoker.
It was,
Cunty. It was Cuntisha.
And then they mailed you a bunch of them, right?
Well.
And they were the right ones, correct?
Imagine this. Cover of Owl, so excited. Open the thing. It's not even me on the fucking cover. It's Rita Vega. Because she's in the Quebec. Like, they only have one in the province of Quebec. And she's on the cover for that one.
They sent you your sister?
They sent me,
like,
the wrong
10
one.
10 of they those, didn't they?
They sent me more of hers than they did of actually mine.
And did they send her yours?
No.
Well, you know who has seen these photos? Obviously, all of your fans, so many admirers, but also another famous Priyanka.
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, yes.
You know, and this is why this all, like, it's all, obviously, like, such a big
Priyanka
deal.
Priyanka Chopra.
Chopra.
of the Jonas Brothers.
Of her own fucking fame, who also slayed by marrying a hot young piece.
Yeah.
Good for her.
It's wild to me because
of the Jonas Brothers. Yeah, she's the fourth.
She plays the tambourine and she's a model.
I love her so much. It's honestly like it's just iconic mania because like these last couple months have been like mentally kind of fucked up because like. You know, with my music coming out, with all these videos coming out, all these projects, like the stakes only get higher.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a little nerve wracking because like you put all your time and your effort and your money into these things and you want them to pop off and you want people to know and you want, you know, they're filming season two of Canada's Drag Race. Like everything's going to change. Right. Being opposed to Drag Race girl is not easy.
Yeah.
Like even as the winner of a season, it's still like your numbers drop, your likes drop, your engagement drop, and that's all we have now. We can't go to a live show and see everyone and tell, and they could, you know, like you don't get. I did last night, but last night was the first time in like a year.
Yeah.
So when this magazine cover comes out and everyone is gagged, like for everyone, it was like they're buying it, putting on their coffee tables, and they can't believe it, and this is amazing, and they're so proud of me, and then to have Priyanka Chopra be like, "You're stunning." Like, you're amazing. I'm like, yeah. This is, like, the result of, like, hard work. And as I talked about before, it's, like, those missed Christmases and the missed Mother's Day and all that shit. Like, this payoff is, like, are you joking?
It's so cool.
That's so cool.
Wait, so what about your family's reaction to it? Because that's, like, a mainstream thing. Even though a television show is a mainstream thing, it's a television show about drag.
Yes.
And, you know, making YouTube videos, YouTube is a mainstream platform, but you're doing drag. You know, it's like, this is literally, and like you said, it's on the cover for two, or it's on the stands for 2 months. It's not drag queen. It's a fashion magazine. It's not the pride issue. It's just is. How does your family feel?
They're all sucking all kinds of dick about it. They're so excited. I went on a fishing trip last Saturday, whatever I was, and everyone was like, "Oh my god!"
Where in Saskatoon?
In Saskatoons. and everyone was like, "We bought your cover. Like, we can't believe." Everyone is just like so proud because like we're all in it together. We're all like, "Yeah, we all can't believe this is happening. This is amazing."
Yeah. I love that. That's so fucking cool. Well,
let's take a quick break.
Oh. Well, no, not
no,
yet.
No break. Let's talk about your music.
Ooh, so,
you do have the voice of an angel, and you have it. Every time you put that thing in your mouth, it gets a little sexual. Okay, you've been doing a bunch of song covers on your YouTube to get your audience ready for your new music, which you also just released, Cake. With a wonderful music video where you kill all of your Drag Race friends.
You want a piece of this cake?
What inspired you to kill Boa?
Whoa. Oh my God, so late. It's been a hot minute, wanna see that face. Oh my God, I look great. Spending all my time and you're making me wait. Somebody better call the feds. Cause I'll be turning heads. I'm about to cause a scene. Step aside, bow down for the queen. That's so iconic.
It is.
I remember when I first wrote lyrics, I really thought my lyrics were amazing too.
They still are.
Feeling.
They still are.
Just kidding.
Your lyrics are iconic.
No, let's talk about Cake.
No.
Let's talk about Cake.
Why did you want to kill Boa?
I killed Boa because
we stand Boa in this house.
We do stand Boa.
I love Boa. Boa is the most underrated drag artist probably ever.
She turns looks. She really do.
She turns so many looks and she's so funny.
Yeah.
We need to issue an on-air formal apology to Boa because we interviewed her on the show and then never put it out because we were trying to...
We were trying to do an all-plastic surgery episode. So we were trying... I was trying to get Dahlia Sin to do it, but she was so evasive. She was Okay, sorry, Boa. We will have you on.
Yeah,
for
we'll
real.
Have you on properly.
But also, we, can like, someone tell Dahlia Sin to fucking answer her inboxes or quit being evasive?
Does Dahlia Sin have a lot of work done?
BBL.
Yeah, she had a BBL. And so I kept on asking her to come on. She was like, I'll do it when it's healed. I want to be able to show the body. When I do the final photo shoot for my body, I'll do it. Okay, give me another month. Ooh, give me some more time. Ooh, I need 3 months for it to fully heal. Listen, she looks great. And that's the end of that.
Okay, we love Boa. She's in your music video. Your song Cake is the lead single off of your EP Taste Test, which is available for pre-save everywhere.
Yaha. Comes out July 16th, and the next video comes out next week as well, called Bitch, I'm Busy.
Wait, Bitch, I'm Busy is Bitch, a I'm Busy.
Wait, when I first saw the album with like the song tracks listed, I thought it was a sentence. And I was like, I don't know this drag lingo. Where is it? It's very funny if you read it like that.
Bitch, I'm Busy Afterglow. Afterglow is also a sexual song.
Isn't it good? In and out.
And out, in and out. I listened to the EP last night because Robbie sent it over early.
Yeah, we got it early.
So you got to, so you both listened to it?
Yeah.
Okay, so favorite songs. Favorite songs.
Bitch, I'm Busy. Bitch, that's I'm my busy. Favorite song.
That's the absolute. Bitch, but also, I like the cake one, too.
One night trying to take me down when I call you not around.
That's like a very good like walking song.
Yeah,
like,
it's very stomping. Like you, Bitch I'm Busy is nasty. It's a nasty track.
Is Bitch I'm Busy in a little bit of an homage to Busy Drag Queen, a Canadian legend?
No.
Wow.
Okay.
But you know who I'm talking about, right?
No. Oh, yes, I do. Wait, isn't that, Rainbow. Rainbow?
Busy drag queen.
Queen. Wait, no, I know that drag queen. Rainbow. What the fuck is her name?
Oh, she's the one that's just, like, running all over town
Bitch,
in that video.
I'm busy! And it's in Canada.
Oh my god, what's her fucking rainbow something?
Oh, this is it.
This is why.
Bitch, I'm busy come through Afterglow Snatch. doesn't that just sound like an amalgamation of like all the. Well, like Cake is her name. Cake! Bitch, I'm busy come through Afterglow Snatch.
I love that you thought it was a sentence.
I was like, I don't understand. And then I was like, oh, it's her album. Oh, it makes sense.
That's so fucking funny. No, Bitch, I'm Busy is the boppiest bop of bops. Also, if you listen closely to the lyrics, the pre-chorus changes every single time, and it tells a story.
Oh, she's a lyricist.
Well, you turn the lights down low. It's time to start the show, and then you kiss me slow from head to toe. And then you turn the lights down low, pour me one, let's go. And then you kiss me slow from head to toe. And then...
You turn the lights down low.
It's time to end the show. Ooh. This is the last hello. I have to let you go. Say goodbye. You know when like, you're on the dance floor and you're making out with somebody, you think you're in love with them?
Yeah, all the time.
And then you're going to come to and you're like, never mind. I'm just joking. It's very that. You're like, I'm a busy bitch. And the video is nasty.
Ooh, I can't wait.
So your videos. Good. You really have teamed up with amazing.
Money into those videos. Like for the
I
cake
sat
video.
In meetings being told no from about January to March to land money for these videos.
Oh, you're not paying for them. You're getting them all sponsored. That's fierce.
Yeah.
Because you're literally getting people to pay for your own promo, which is incredible.
Yeah. And also, like, because we're over budget on all of them.
How much is it to rent a castle?
That castle cost me $5,000. To rent for the day.
Oh my god.
That was one day.
Oh my god. And we shot the video in one day. Like it was.
You were in like 4 or 5 different costumes.
I know.
You see and like how different hard hair. She works?
I don't understand it. You are a workhorse. Good for you, Diva.
I'm a workhorse. And Bitch, I'm Busy. This album is just so great because also people think drag queen music is awful and it's not. I'm trying to like really just like Bitch, I'm Busy can exist I could perform that at the VMAs and it's a pop song. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. That song can chart. Like, that is what I want to show. And it's like, and being on the cover of Elle and doing all this shit, it's like, we are mainstream. I will be opening for a mainstream artist one day, and then I'll be the headliner, and that's just normal. It's no,
and then
it's
I'll like, come it's out like the and we'll do.
I love your attitude. You're just it's like, these things like, will happen, and yeah, they do happen, to. And they will. Yeah.
Well, it's like the Just Be Gay thing. Like, I didn't actually realize that was going to be a big tagline for me. I just remember sobbing that whole time during that moment. But when it went like pretty viral, I was like, this makes sense though, because it's my mantra. Like, it's like, just do it then. Like it's like the night. Like just go. You want to be a pop star? Go be a pop star. You know.
What I love about that attitude is I feel like people have conversation all the time. Obviously, everyone talks about Drag Race. Everyone talks about the formula, Sasha Bell, you want to crack the code, whatever. And for some people, it's being an elevated version of yourself. For some people, it's being a calculated version of yourself.
Yeah.
For you, the formula was being authentically yourself. And that's what I think makes everything you do so intriguing, is because there's nothing fake about it. You are being yourself in everything you do, and it really shines through. So I want to do a song with you, Priyanka.
Yeah, what's it going to be called?
It's going to be disgusting, whatever it is. It's going I'm to so be excited. Incredibly raunchy, and it's going to be the full pendulum swing from when you used to host kids TV.
Yeah.
But I do have one final question before our break, which is in my first ever music video, and Meatball likes to bring this up a lot, I used an accent that was not my accent to use.
Here in the forest.
And when you were on television and you played Miss Cleo, you also used an accent that is maybe yours to use, maybe not yours to use.
That's the one.
So I wanted to talk to you about this. Have you had any blowback from that?
I had more blowback from when I did the other improv challenge with the pageant. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember, but we did like this pageant challenge.
Were you pregnant?
I was a pregnant, smoking teenager. I put on this like New York-y weird accent.
You had more blowback from that?
There was this one guy who was like, Priyanka continues to appropriate Black culture. And Priyanka is Black. It was awful, because I was like, this is so confusing, because being on Drag Race also, people were like, oh, your name's Priyanka, but how brown are you really?
What?
All of it. I got all of it. Or even I talked to Nicole Byer about this on her podcast, because she was like, I think it was a Miss Cleo episode. She said something to like, you know, like, why is she doing like a West Indian character? Like, and I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I am West Indian. Like, you didn't even watch the episodes, you bitch. Like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
And you know me, I had to call the bitch out on her own podcast. But it's fine. She's since sent me wig caps, and she's incredible.
She loves to buy gifts.
She loves. Because that's what I think is interesting. Like to bring it up.
I, of course,
have no place doing that accent. And that was like,
what
a
was
dumb-
that accent?
I did like a fake Jamaican accent on my first ever song.
Okay.
And it was because the beat had like steel drums in it. And it was like, oh, this vibe that we were going for. And it was 2008. And I was dumb and stupid and ignorant. And I was like, this will be fun. Let's do that. You know, that's also the kind of thing when you do something and you look around the room and no one else is like, only one person called it into question. It was after we made the whole video and it was on the internet. And they were like,
of course,
you're going to get a lot of blowback for this. And I was like, whatever do you mean? Like, fully ignorant, fully narcissistic, no idea. And then that conversation of ignorance is even fueled more by someone being like, well, you can't do that. And you're like, what are you talking about? I'm West Indian.
Yeah.
Or like, just because you're a brown person and then you're playing a pregnant teenager, someone puts their own bullshit on it and says, that's appropriate in Black culture. You're like, literally, there was no mention of anything about Black culture.
Yeah.
You put that onto my character.
Yeah, that was
exactly.
You.
Exactly. Yeah. And it also like frustrated me even more, because I was like, and I was also bad in the challenge, and I was also in the bottom now, and I also almost got sent home. So, like, what more? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what?
Oh, well, they want to pile on, Diva.
Yeah, and that, so that was the weirdest thing when people would have their little, like, they're just always looking for something. So they're always looking for something. So I think, like, knowing, like, I'm West Indian. Like, my parents are from Guyana. Like, they talk in a West Indian accent. You know, it's what we do. So the Miss Cleo thing is actually fine. The other character...
Aside from the bad comedy.
I think that... when I say that she drank bleach to clean out her insides because she's so dirty, like, how is that not funny? Like, how is that not funny?
Well, I think because no one laughed.
Yeah.
I was laughing.
Right.
Well, so that means it's funny.
So.
I guess so. Maybe we should... take a break.
So you also have a podcast here on the Mom Network called Famous This Week, which you host with Brooklyn Heights.
Yeah.
You talk about pop culture. It's been very fun to listen to.
I love when we get into our groove. Like the beginning, we're like da 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 da, and then all of a sudden we break out of it and it's money.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys are so
it's
good.
It's fun when you disarm Brooklyn Heights because she is such like a reserved person sometimes that you like you have a way of like getting her to act a little kooky, which is so fun.
Yeah, our chemistry is really, really cool because it's just that she is like my big sister in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But she also wants, she's like, no, you know what she is? She's like the Amy Poehler in Mean Girls. Like, she just wants to fit in.
Yeah.
You're so rude.
I know, right? It's like this love-hate thing that we have for each other, but it's so fun.
I love that. Yeah, I was so happy when you guys wanted to do a show together, and I'm so happy that we're network sissy.
Yes!
We are. We talk about Britney Spears so much.
Well, yeah, because free Britney. But you're also co-hosting the official Drag Race Recap podcast with Alex Mamba. How is that going?
It's so good. I'm having a lot of fun, and we've been having special guests every single week, and that's been fun to talk to. I think today we're talking to Silky and Jiggly.
Oh, Silk with the good mix.
I love Silk.
Tell Silk you had fun with us because we've been trying to get her on our show for like a year.
Really?
Yeah, Priyanka, can you do some booking for us?
Yeah, can you slide in and be like, listen, Meatball has said some stuff about you that may seem mean, but it's because she likes you.
I'm dead. I love
you. And ask her if she has an Android. All right, I think we're going to take a break and come back. I just want to know how the
pixelated... I'm taking a bite from my freezy.
...quality of all of her Instagram posts.
So we are back, and we have our final segment, which is called...
What's it called?
Fuck talk.
Fuck talk. Gonna fuck my talking hole.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
that's it.
So Meatball, let us know what the assignment is for this.
So fuck talk is this a moment in the podcast where we tell a fun or uncomfortable or strange or weird sexual experience that we've had in the past. Usually my stories are about how I have sex with someone and regret it and leave. Dippers are normally about sucking an old man's penis or fisting someone in a hiding hole. I don't know.
Wait, you're into fisting?
Dipper? Yeah.
What's it
loves
like?
To fist.
Oh, it's very fun. I just had a wild experience this past weekend.
Tell me.
Well, they listened to the podcast and they called me Dipper the entire time.
Good.
And
you don't want them calling
like
you
while
Dan.
While they were moaning, like, oh, Dipper.
Or when we were done, the guy was like, oh my God, like the amount of guys that would just love to know that they got like fucked and fisted by Big Dipper. And I was like, because I am very much like, I was like, I gotta go. Like, it's very
much
like.
Do you like that though? Or does it make
no.
you feel like, does it make you feel like you're like, does it make you feel like you're a fetish for someone?
It makes me feel like I'm at work. Like, it makes me feel like there are all of these expectations to, like, perform.
Well, you were doing a job. You should be at work.
Yes. Well, I got some of my hand in there. I played with a lot of toys, and I fucked him. But he's...
But I'm obsessed with this.
But he's working up to getting a hand inside of him.
Have you been fisted before?
No. I very, very
nothing,
little can
nothing
get
goes back there.
Beyond a tongue can really make its way inside my butt.
Do you like getting your butthole licked?
I do enjoy getting rimmed, but beyond that it's sort of challenging. I want to grow into bottoming, and I've talked about, I say this every fucking time we talk about sex on this podcast.
But you don't do anything to grow. You don't stick anything
out
there.
I just
don't
feel the urge. I feel like, I don't know. I have a toy in the shower that I, you know, put up my butt every once in a while if I have like a leisurely moment in the shower. I aspire to be able to be bent over and fucked whenever possible, but I just, I don't have that feeling. Like Meatball, I know you wake up every day and you're like, I could take a dick.
Well, if
Meatball,
I'm not
are you a good bottom?
I'm a pretty good bottom.
Wow,
I'd say. But then like maybe
it's
like,
especially good when she hits her vibrato while she's.
But it feels it after about like 10 to 15 minutes of like pounding. I'm like, okay, we're done.
Do you like to look down and like if you're on all fours and look down and see your tits and your belly like bouncing and jiggling?
No,
while you're getting fucked,
Meatball? I usually am on my back. Or, no, I'm on all fours on, like, the edge of the bed. Or I'm, like, sitting on it on top.
Oh, she likes to ride it.
I got to, yes.
How about
that's
you, Priyanka?
Priyanka, what are your positions?
Do you
I
switch
like
in your positions for
switches
you?
For my positions
position
for you?
You? I like to get fucked everywhere.
Oh, publicly.
I do like risky. It's weird. Like, I think I like the idea of like risky public sex, but then when I'm in the moment, I'm the one that's always like, oh, no, no, no.
Right. You want to like grab the security guard's dick behind his desk, but then immediately walk away. Once you know you could do it, you're like, well, I'm not going to
get
through
with it.
Yeah, I'm
not actually going to do this.
Yeah,
I love myself.
LOL, like, joke's on you.
Gotcha.
Jokes on you. Got
LOL,
you hard.
Like, my Grindr profile said public play, but joke, it was a trick. Prank.
Public play, but let's get a hotel room.
Very that. I like, okay, positions. Doggy style's not my favorite. Because
it
makes...
You can't get into character?
I can't, yeah, I'm not really feeling that role. I like being on my back because I like when he's all sweaty on top of me and he's just putting himself inside of me and I could feel his demons.
Wow.
We call those cummies, but
that's
sure.
That's cummies.
And I like riding too. That's fun.
I like a nice hot cummy.
Cummy.
Wait, I have a question. You came out 22, 23. Were you dating and having sex with women prior to that? Or were you just... How was your performance?
That was
or were you
top,
getting pegged? Were you getting
pegged? I wish. I loved it. I loved having sex with girls because I thought that that's what I had to do. And it was fine. Like, it was fun. It was like, I never wanted to really like kiss them. But I didn't mind putting it in the, it made it more of like, cause I like having sex. So like sex, it was fun.
And once you're,
like, yeah, like a kiss is too intimate.
When you're
young, get the dick in there.
A strong breeze will get you up. So it's just sort of like, sex is going to feel good.
A strong breeze still gets me up.
Yes.
What about when you're tucked? Do you ever get hard when you're tucked?
No, that's hard.
No, not typically. But there's been some moments where, like, you know, it starts to rise and you just pushes against your thing and then kind of you forget about it. It goes back in. It's like a swing.
Yeah.
Okay, but I have my weird sex story. Like, you didn't ask
me.
Oh, my God. You talk too much. So.
Yeah, it stuck on a freezy dipper.
Yeah, well, you were silent, half asleep, and sucked on a freezy for the first 10 minutes of the show. So, go for it.
Before I came out, I went on Grindr and.
Ooh.
As you do, right? Like, blank profile or whatever.
Yes.
And. I met this guy and he came to my door and I opened the door and he was beautiful. His name was Dan. He was Australian. And we didn't even end up hooking up. We just like talked, you know, that kind of shit. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I had never bottomed ever before. And he like really wanted to like stick it in me. And I was like, okay, sure. But like, you're supposed to warm up the oven before you put the turkey in, bitch.
Oh no.
And he just kind of like jam up. And then I'm reliving this experience right now. And
cried. You cried.
I got up from the bed. I was like, ow. And he was like, just relax. I didn't wake up. You know what I mean? I wasn't sleeping. Don't worry. It was consensual.
No. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
And I woke up. Sorry, I keep saying that shit. I got up and I was like, oh my God. And he's like, no, just relax. And I was like, I need to go drink water because it was such a sharp pain.
Yeah.
Right? I then fainted. I blacked out and I fell face first into the tiles on the bathroom floor. My nose was swollen. I had a goose egg.
Wait, were you just lightheaded from getting up so fast, or it was because of the pain?
Because it was because of the pain. He jammed the dick.
All of it jammed together.
No lube. Ran to the washroom.
Damn. It must have been his first time, too.
I don't know. So something was up.
Was your butt duty-free at that point? Had you cleaned it out?
My butt, yeah. My butt was having a good time.
Wow. So what happened? Was he like your nurse? And helped you?
So he got weird. He was like, oh, that was weird. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. I'm so sorry that happened. He's like, okay. And it's like, maybe we'll just cuddle. I was like, okay. And then I fucked him.
Yeah!
With all the face injury?
Yeah, man. I do it all.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. That's insane. I have a quick one and then we'll end. And I want to get your opinion on this.
Yeah, man.
Glad you sent me that horror video, Meatball.
Just the work.
Look. The look was a lot.
The look was everything. I love a horror's face. And the more stuff she gets done to it, the more I'm like, beautiful, glamorous, gorgeous.
She's going
to
be that character she played in the one skit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, did she change her? I'm going to go to her Instagram right now.
Go to it.
She just posted something and she looks incredible.
A gentleman who I spoke to on a fisting forum.
Okay.
We've chatted multiple times about fisting, and for a certain demographic of people, I am a commodity because of the size of my fist and forearm.
Can I see your stuff? Can I see? Please?
Yeah, I mean, it's just proportional to my body, but it's like, I think this is
forearm.
14 or 15 inches around here.
He's showing the palm of his hand, like, when in a fisting position is 14 inches around.
Here, like, try to, everyone, let's do it together. Hold out your hand and see how you can collapse it.
Yeah.
Like, try to get your thumb and then, like, that is going to be the widest point, like, at your knuckles.
Yeah.
And so that for me, yes, Meepo, you have a measuring tape.
I'm going to measure.
And so... I think mine is somewhere like 13 to 14.
Oh, wow. Mine's only 10.
Right.
Yeah, mine's definitely smaller.
If you see that, and then if you go like that, it's much bigger. Like, that's like 16 or 17 inches when I make an actual fist. So for certain people who are really looking for that, I am a match. And so this guy was like, I can handle it. Let's do it. Blah, 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 blah. And so he texted me on Saturday. He was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'll be done working in like an hour and then I can come see you. He's in West Hollywood. So I was like, it's going to be like an hour 45 or maybe even 2 hours. And he was like, that's perfect timing. I was like, great. I texted him when I was on the way. He was like, sounds good. Like, he's being really responsive.
Mm-hmm.
I get there. I text him. I said, hey, any tips on parking? All your streets are permit parking. I was like, oh, he said, I have a parking pass. I was like, fantastic. So he was like, just park in front. So I parked in front. I buzzed. He was like, hello. And I was like, hey, it's me. He was like, come on up. This is my apartment number. I get there. I knock on the door. No response. Knock on the door again. No response. And then I hear like some like, yeah, totally. Okay. All right. Okay. And then he opens the door. So I assumed he was on the phone. And he goes, hey, sorry about that. Here's the parking pass. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll be right back. And he was like, okay, great. And I heard him sort of say something and the door was closing, which I later realized what it was. But he sort of started saying something. And I was like, oh, well, he'll tell me that when I come back upstairs. So I go put the parking pass. And then I had buzz back in because it's a secure building. So it's just like a lot of up and down. So yeah, I buzz back in.
Uh-huh.
I go back up. I knock on the door. Nothing. I knock on the door, nothing. I call his phone, nothing. and I'm hearing sound coming from inside. I'm like, what? So I open the door, and the door is open, and I hear him go like, hey, oh, I'm back in the bedroom. And I was like, okay. And so I close the door, and I walk in, and I see someone out on the balcony who is not him, but the door is closed because he's smoking a cigarette, so he couldn't hear me knocking. And he's looking at his phone. This guy's fully dressed in a pair of jeans, just sitting there smoking a cigarette. And he doesn't see me. And I was like, okay. So I walk further into the bedroom, and I get to the bedroom, and the guy that I've been talking to is in a sling with a fully nude guy over him playing with his butt. And I was like, oh. And he gets up, and he was like, oh, hey, this is my friend. And he starts to like introduce us. And I was like, you know,
wait,
that's weird.
He was like, they're going to be leaving soon. And I was like, okay. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to go. And he was like, wait, no, they're leaving soon. And I was like, yeah, but you didn't tell me any of this. You didn't say there were people here. You didn't say, would I be into a group? You didn't say anything. And we've been texting. I've been driving. I fucking drove 45 minutes to West Hollywood. Like this whole thing. I was like very pissed off. And he was like, I'm sorry. I was like, yeah, you should have just said something. I don't understand why you didn't say something. And he was like, I was like, I'm going to go bring you the parking pass. So then I had to go back.
I would have kept it.
Would have left it, but I am a good guy. And so I went and I brought the parking pass back and I hung it on his door, and he texted me and he was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, yeah, that was a bummer. Because here's the thing, especially with fisting, this happens a lot with guys who are into fisting. It becomes a group, and it's not a big issue. It becomes a group because think about the amount of work you have to do to prepare yourself for that experience. People like to marathon it a little bit. They like right. to do like an afternoon of fisting like and then have like a reward meal at the end. Right. And so it's often, I have been involved where people go like, okay, we're going to have five guys and like three of them are bottoms and two of them are strictly fisting tops. And like, we're going to sort of be at the house and they've got like cleansing stations and two slings. Like, because people really get into it because it's different from like sucking a dick. Like it is more labor intensive, and people get tired from the fisting and their butts get tired from receiving.
The hand cramps. So I mean, you got to account for all of it.
Totally understand the idea of wanting a group of people. And the fucking naked guy who was standing over him was fucking gorgeous.
Why didn't like, you just stay then?
Because it was creepy. There was a vibe. There was like a meth vibe in the air.
Oh, right.
It just was like a little, like the guy out on the balcony. And then when the naked guy turned around, he looked at me. His look was like he just looked fucked up. He was so hot though. And
so I have a question. Yeah. So you say there's a meth vibe in the air. Now, typically at these parties, is there drugs involved?
No,
if you knew you were walking into this setting, would you expect there to be drugs?
I communicate to people ahead of time that I'm sober, and like I don't do poppers because I don't do anything with my butt. So like I'm totally fine with people who do poppers. Like we love Double Scorpio poppers. Like that's our friend's company. So I mean that doesn't bother me. Smoking pot doesn't bother me, but anything harder than that, I have an issue being around personally.
Okay. That makes sense.
And so a lot of, I'll tell you this, there's like, it's both sides in the like fisting community. There are people who are like weird and sketchy and bad communicators and druggy and like whatever. And then there are people who are like, it is such a spiritual experience for them because it is so like wild as yeah. like a body experience. Mm-hmm. Like people go into like crazy euphoria, have anal orgasms. Like it is like a whole other rabbit's hole, pun intended, to go down.
I'm dead.
And so... so a lot of the guys that I've met are really tapped in, really spiritual. They do it stone cold sober. It's about planning. It's about connection. Like it's a really fascinating scenario. I left and I was fucking pissed off because I drove to West Hollywood like on a Sunday afternoon mm-hmm. or a Saturday afternoon.
So had he said, hey, by the way, I'm just finishing up getting fucked. We're on... meth, you would have
I would have said, I'm good.
You're like, I'm okay. I'm going to head over to Priyanka's and we're going to
she's going to sit on my 13-inch fizz.
And
yeah.
We're going to do it sober.
No, okay. Because, but what I will say is, had he said, hey, I have some friends who want to come over first, and like, I'm really feeling like having a marathon day, I
just
would like, have said,
just be open so you know what you're
I would have said,
into.
Like, sure, if you want to show them my photo and share their photo with me, I can come there early. We can like tag team with you, or I can wait until they leave. It was just the like walking into a room
and like
where
the
you
not
didn't...
answering the door and being kind of shady. Like,
I was like,
meatball,
this is fucked
you have
up.
To be better at communicating.
Yeah,
I really need to let everyone know that I'm on meth.
Well, on that, we've made it to the
story,
end of
though,
the
that,
show.
That,
it was
that,
good.
You
it
telling
was...
that story, I was on the edge of my seat the whole time.
I could tell.
Because there's like there's nothing like those. Like those hookups are something that like as I don't want to just like single out gay guys, but like in my experience,
oh, yeah.
anybody
oh, yeah.
who uses those like hookup type apps, like that anxiety of like leaving your place to go to a hookup to then arrive, there's so many variables. Like there's
Like you never know what
thing,
you're
like
walking
the parking
into.
Thing, or like the person might not look like their photos, or it could be someone you know, or it could be a serial killer, or
right.
you could show up and or anything. There's so many different variables. So hearing you tell that story is like is PTSD for me because like you just
have that experience.
Oh yeah, or like there was this one time where I went to this like hotel thing in Toronto and. This guy was there, and then as I was leaving, his girlfriend was walking in.
Ah! Were you in drag? Do you fucking drag?
No, I don't fucking drag. I can't.
I can't either. I don't understand how so many people do it.
I don't know. I if you are fucking in drag, I'm proud of you because it's hard.
Yeah, there's just so many moving, there's so much working parts to drag that, like, I feel like it takes the sexiness out of it for me.
Yeah, me too. But, yeah.
But some people, you know, they serve the body. So, your new EP is coming out soon. We can taste it. It's coming out so soon. It's just on the tip of my tongue. Like,
July 16th, but
it's
you can pre-order.
It's called Taste Test, but you can pre-save it everywhere now.
Yes, you can. And the second single is going to come out before the album drops. It's Bitch, I'm Busy.
Ooh.
It's going to
be
a fucking...
Bitch, I'm Busy.
Cake, Bitch, I'm Busy. Come through Afterglow Snatch.
Yeah.
Come through Afterglow Snatch. Well, listen, Priyanka, we want to thank you so much for being on Sloppy Second.
Of course,
Where
I love
Where can everyone
it.
Find you?
You can find me on my Instagram at The Queen Priyanka or TikTok or Twitter or whatever. Just find me. You know
the YouTube. The YouTube's
the
where all the videos are.
The YouTubes. The YouTubes. Go watch my music video for Cake. It's the beginning of a visual EP and all the videos link together.
Oh, you're
Beyonce. I'm Beyonce.
Would you ever do a collaboration with Miranda Sings?
I fucking love her. You know I do.
I just love knowing that Priyanka loves Miranda Sings because you can see like just the tiniest little bits of influence in her comedy on the internet. And I love like knowing that little Easter egg. I would love to see you sing with her.
It would be really great. It would be so fun.
Listen up, Colleen.
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 Give your girl a cool. Give your girl a cool.
Well, thank you all so much for listening to Sloppy Seconds. You can follow us on Instagram at Sloppy Pod. You can send us an email to sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. Or you can call in with your own Fuck Talk story to 213-536-9180. You can follow us on Instagram at Big Dipper Jelly and Spiciest Meatball or Fat Drag Meatball on Twitter. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, my God. It's getting
goodbye.
Ooh, oh, my God.
Doodle-a-doo-doo forever dog.
To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Will and Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.